VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here. And welcome back. We are long into summer by now. And I don't know about you, but for me, that means forcing myself to drink more water to stay hydrated. Who am I kidding? I have to do that all year round, regardless of the season. It seems like everyone, from our doctors to our teachers to our neighbors, are always telling us to drink more water. The more the better, right? Yeah, as long as you aren't a baby. Wait, what? You heard right. Check out today's video. Apparently, there's more to drinking water than meets the eye. Or the mouth, I guess? All right, let's get to the sentence of the day. And if you keep drinking, that excess water will eventually reach the cells in your brain. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind. Drinking. Remember that the G in this word shouldn't be pronounced or emphasized. We don't make the G sound. It should be drinking, drinking. Water. The T in this word is a soft T, and because I'm an American, it might even sound like a D. Water, water. Eventually. Your intonation can go up when reading this word in the sentence, because we tend to emphasize this word. Water will eventually reach. Eventually. Cells in. These words get linked together to sound like cells in. Cells in. All right, here's today's sentence a little more slowly. And if you keep drinking, that excess water will eventually reach the cells in your brain. Let's check out some vocab from today's sentence. First one, excess. This adjective means more than what is enough or necessary. For example, every time I go to that restaurant, the food is so good that I eat to excess. There's also the related adjective, excessive. It means too much. So what's the difference between excess and excessive? Well, excess means just more than the standard amount, whereas excessive means way too much. Another adjective that means the same thing is surplus. For example, my friend's company is having a fire sale to get rid of their surplus inventory. Next up, eventually. This adverb means finally or ultimately. For example, changing schools is hard at first, but kids eventually adjust. Last one, cell. This noun means the basic structural unit of all organisms. For example, some species, like dandelions, reproduce with only one parent through asexual cell division. And there you have it. A reminder to drink more water, but maybe not to insanely excessive amounts. And a mini science lesson all wrapped up in one neat little episode. We probably should drink more water. But it turns out this seemingly universal truth isn't true for babies. Kinda strange, isn't it? But I suppose a great many things in life are. What have you recently learned that turned out to be great for you, but maybe not for somebody else? Let me know in the comments below. And as always, when you're ready, hit that record button with your version of today's sentence. Catch you later.